Okay, so let's get started here. We've been discussing the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim.
First time is that works.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
We've been starting the mitzvah of Zechiras. We've been discussing the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim and its connection to Kriya Shema. It seems uncontroversial that there's some sort of general obligation to acknowledge, to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim every day. That's the Mishnah in Brachos Yud Beis. And the Pasuk in Devarim, Perek Zayin, the Man Tizkor, Yom Tzeischa Meres Mitzrayim, Kol Yimei Chayecha. Now, we pointed out there's a bit of a puzzle about how do you reconcile this mitzvah being obligatory every day with the absence of it appearing in the Rishonim's Minyan Mitzvos. Right, that was the question we left off with. And generally there are two Mahalachim in the Rishonim. The Mahalach of the Tashbates is... Josh, remember what the Mahalach of the Tashbates is?
See the one that subsumes it under Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim?
Yeah, that's subsumed under Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Meaning there is a mitzvah on Leil Tesvav. Part of that mitzvah is to remember it every day of your life. We're going to have more to say about this later on, but I just want to add right now that it's meduyuk that way in the Pesukim in Dvarim Tesdai in Pasuk Yud Gimel, which is the makar cited in the Mishnah in Brachos Yud Beis for the duty to remember it every day. So what does the Pasuk say? Lo sochal alav chametz shivas lo sochal alav chametz shivas yamim tochal alav matzos lechem oni. So what's this pasuk referring to?
Pesach.
Pesach, obviously. And in that context, we're told, Kibuchi pazon yatsasa mi'eres mitzrayim. L'man tizkar shom tizkar shom klayv mechayacha. So the pasuk is clearly referring about the mitzvos of Pesach, but then the mitzvos of Pesach are what are supposed, are what facilitate l'man tizkar klayv mechayacha, which is the duty all year round. So I think that's good evidence in the Psukim for the thesis of the Tashbates, that L'man Tizkar, Asim Tizkar, Tzav Kol Mechayecha really flows from the din of Sipur on Leil Tesvav. Okay? The significance of that is something we'll discuss in short order. The other main mahalach that you can develop is the idea that the mitzvah of L'man Tizkar Asim Tizkar Meres Mitzrayim Kol Yimei Chayecha derives not from the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim on Leil Tesvav, but actually it's included in the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Who makes that suggestion? So the Rav makes that suggestion amongst others.
Well,
who?
Yeah.
Who did you say?
Who are the others?
Who are the others? Did you see the Makoros on the sheet? So, who do you think?
I think the
Beis Yitzchak. The Shiv Beis Yitzchak is one example. He said he's medayik that the pasuk doesn't seem to suggest that it should be counted separately. He thinks that's somehow implied by the language of L'man Tizkar Asim Tizkar Meres Mitzrayim, and he says Hainu. Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is supposed to be bound up with Kriya Shema. Right? And then he reasons from there that it's actually, according to the Rambam, included in Mitzvah's Kriya Shema.
And that's the That's
my point. I'm saying it's the Rav and others, including the Beis Yitzchak here, who believe that Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is included in Kriya Shema, rather than the Tashbates' suggestion that it's Nichlal in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim.
But don't you just think from the Lashon, it's not so disconnected as the Rav makes it? Like, it just says, like,
We'll talk about the Rav's actual theory in a second. I think you're right that the Rav wants to say it's conceptually connected. Okay. But that's just the diak and the psukim. He thinks the psukim are implied that this should be connected to some other chiyuv. I don't think that means that it's necessarily different from the chiyuv of Kriyat Shema. He's just saying the makar in the pasuk is suggesting that it should be tethered together. Okay? So those are two main ways you could go on this question of why is there no codification of mitzvah zechiras yetzias mitzrayim. Of course, there's a third way you can go, which is to deny the premise of the question and hold that really there is a mitzvah of zechiras yetzias mitzrayim every day of the year, which Rishon has that. That there is a minyan mitzvah dedicated to this. Who? The Smak. Yeah, very good, Yoni. The Smak believes, and he counts the mitzvah of zechiras yetzias mitzrayim every day of the year. We'd have to double check if the smack counts a separate mitzvah of Zippur on Leil HaSeder. But at least with respect to Zechira Sitzias Mitzrayim, Mantiskar, Yom Tiskar, Sayim, Kol Mechayecha, the smack has a mitzvah dedicated to that. Okay. Any questions on that? Good. Now I want to say something briefly, just to go back to the significance of the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Philosophically and conceptually, why is this mitzvah at the heart of so many obligations and so many things that we do? So we saw two Rishonim, we saw the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Chaf Aleph, and we saw the Ramban in Bo Perek Yud Gimel, who weigh in on this. So let's look at the Chinuch for a moment. He says, "V'ein menatema in bo lanu mitzvos rabos hazeh, mitzvos aseh, mitzvos los aseh, ki hu yisur gadol v'amar chazak v'tarasenu v'emunasenu." Yetzias Mitzrayim is a foundation of Jewish belief, Jewish theology. That's why our tefillos, that's why so many mitzvos have zechiras yetzias mitzrayim. What's significant about it? So number one, it's an osa mofes gamar b'chidush ha'olam. Somehow miracles evidence that the world was created in time. So bereshis bara elokim. The evidence, according to the chinuch, ki yesh eloha kadmon chafetz v'yachol, that there's a God who's eternal prior to the world, who is capable, who has the power to create things, to meddle with the natural order, and who's chafetz, who has a will to do that, as opposed to a God who has no will. So that's all evidenced by Kodesh Baruch Hu intervening in Mitzrayim. Poel kol nimtzos, I guess, who has this ability to control things that are in existence. Uviyado l'shanosam, he could change them. That God intervened in the natural order for the sake of the Jewish people. So the idea here is that affirmation of Yetzias Mitzrayim affirms these main principles of Jewish belief, including creation ex nihilo, existence of God, his providence, his power, and his will. Okay? That's why Yetzias Mitzrayim is important. Not in and of itself, I believe, meaning it's not significant to remember bits of Jewish history, but it's significant insofar as it grounds our belief in these powers and these attributes of God. So it's not the historical significance of Yetzias Mitzrayim that's being spotlighted in Kriyat Shema. Josh.
So it's not just that it's not the historical. I mean, all of these things are completely universal. Like, you might have taken Yetzias Mitzrayim as a personal intervention for us, which either creates a relationship or creates like a theme to, but it has nothing to do with that at all. It's like all just like universal God stuff. No. Like, it has nothing to do with the personal interactions between God and us.
Right. That's what I mean by when I say it's nothing like historical In a sense, it's not about the relationship to Nekash Baruch and the Jews. It's just to show that he has this power of divine providence, right? It's not to attest to Bechiras Yisrael in any way. It's not to attest to Kichelek Hashem Amo in his formulation, at least.
So could have gotten it from Stone?
What?
Could have gotten it from Stone, no?
I think the testimony that we have from Stone is probably weaker than the testimony of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So, to put it slightly differently, like the Yetzias Mitzrayim has this epistemological advantage over the Stone, the Stone narrative. But yes, it's trying to attest to these universal features of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is actually not so far off from the Rambam's idea of Yichud Hashem, except that it's just different in substance. Now, the Rambam's obsessed with this idea of Yichud, where he's focused on Yichud, whereas the Chinuch is focused on these attributes of Mashkiach, Yachol, Chafetz, Kadmon, etc. But he's reconstructing them, at least in our knowledge of in our knowledge or the foundation of our knowledge, from the miracles, the Hashgach of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay. Similar for the Ramban. The Ramban in the end of Parshas Bo, the Ramban writes that we have many mitzvos that center on Yetzias Mitzrayim. Omar lecha klal b'tam mitzvos rabos, the Ramban wrote. He says, from the times of Enosh onwards, hechelu hadeos lehishtabesh be'emuna. People began to get their belief system wrong, or to err in their beliefs. Mehem kofrim be'ikar ve'omrim ke'olam kadmon. Some people began to believe that the world was eternal. That's like an Aristotelian belief. Mehem makrishin be'idiyoso apratis. Some people denied God's knowledge of particulars. Mehem sheyodu be'idiyo makrishin be'hashkacha. Some people acknowledge his knowledge of particulars, but they deny his power to intervene, to be mashgiach, to direct the course of history. So they say, Azav Hashem es aretz, Hashem's not kind of focused on the earth. But, kasher yirtza ha'elokim, but when God makes a drastic change in how the world is behaving and in its nature, that evidences its testimony for everyone, that these wrong beliefs are indeed false. Ki amofes hanifla, because some sort of wondrous demonstration, let's just call that miracle for now, mora sheyesh la'olam eloha mechadsho, that evidences that there's a creator of the world. Again, the thought here being, and the Rambam talks about this in the second chelek of Marnavuchim, perek chafei and perek chavav, that if the world were eternal, then God would not have the power to change it. The thought is that if the world is eternal, then the world exists in this way necessarily, and if it exists this way necessarily, then it can't be changed to something else. So the fact that God intervenes and changes the course of nature, that's evidence that the world is not eternal. It's evidence that God is the creator of the world. And because he's the creator, he has the power to tinker. Viodeya, and he knows what's going on. Because in order to intervene and take the Jews out of Mitzrayim, he has to know that the Jews are in Mitzrayim. Umashgiach, viyachol, and he has to have the capability of intervening to actually bring the tzvardeim and to bring shvin and to do makas b'choros. Clearly that demonstrates precise knowledge. And the potency, the powers to kill all the Bechorim, to make Mitzrayim dark, etc. And the Ramban says, One more thing that's important about these. So one second. So up until now, this is all similar to the Sefer Achinuch, right? Because Sefer Achinuch probably took it from the Ramban.
Right.
There you go. So this is, as Josh said, these are just attributes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mashkiach, Yochel, Chafetz, Yodea, Kadmon, fine. But then he adds on, he says, Kasher Yeh Hamope Sahu Nigzar Tchila Mipi Navi. But what's extraordinary about Mitzrayim is not just that God intervened, but that he intervened via a prophet who predicted that these interventions are going to happen. So remember, Moshe turns to Paro and he says, Hispo Er Eli, you know, glorify me. Like, when should I tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu to remove these? Or Moshe says to Paro, these things are going to happen. So the fact that these things happened in conjunction with the prediction of a prophet, Yisbarer mimenu od amitas hanavuah. They affirm, in addition to these attributes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they affirm the truth of prophecy. So you get this other major principle, this Ikar Emuna of Judaism, that, as Rambam would say, that Akel is Minabe B'nei Adam, that Hashem gives prophecy to human beings, that he interacts with the human mind in this way. Then the Ramban does some exegetical work. It's very Medirak in the Psukim, that if you look at the Makos, that each Maka was attempting to establish a different Ikar Emuna. Well?
Each set.
Yeah, each set of three, maybe. You have to look at how they're divided exactly. So in the beginning, you get Laman Teda, Kiani Hashem Bekarev Haaretz, Lahoros Ala Hashgacha. Right, that I am God in the midst of the earth, to show that Hashem is actually messing around with nature. He's not removed. And then you get Laman Teda Kila Hashem Ba'aretz Laholos Alachidish Kone Shemayim Ba'aretz. God created, the fact that God could intervene is supposed to reflect that He created it. So that's why the pasuk says Kila Hashem Ba'aretz, that God is kind of the possessor of the land in the sense that He created it. Kihim Shelo Shebra'a Me'ayim. And then we're told Bavor Teda Kien Kamoni B'chol Ha'aretz Laholos Alayicholas, to show that He's omnipotent or that He's sufficiently powerful. So you get here that He's providential, that He's the creator, and that He is omnipotent, or at least sufficiently potent. Ein ma'ake biyado, that nobody could really prevent God from doing these things. Ki b'chol zeh hayu ha-mitzriyim makhishin o-mistapkim. Because the Egyptians were actually mesupuk about these things. Now, since we're on the threshold of Pesach, I just want to add that when you look at the events in Sefer Shemos at the beginning, and you think about the events of Yetzias Mitzrayim, you know, Yesh Ladin, what the purpose of all the Makos, like what was the purpose of it all? What do these Pesukim suggest?
Well,
yeah, teach these beliefs. Right. I don't know, did we do Hashkafa Shir on this?
Did we or should we?
Did we? Can we remember? You don't think so? Well, it's very medieval, like when you think about why all the Makos and Ani Echbarti Yeslev Paro Laman Shisisi Ososai Ela Bekirbo, it sounds like the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim, I mean the design ab initio, like the purpose for it, was to create this event that would create sufficient evidence or testimony for God's attributes that you wouldn't have otherwise in the world. And it, like, so the Makos are not... it's not nekama on the Egyptians. It's not retributive justice on the Egyptians. It's not a punitive on the... Well, it could be both. It could be there are multiple dimensions. But we know for some things, like for example, that I'm going to be akshe eslev paro. It's hard to hold Paro morally accountable for things that he didn't volitionally do. Those things, and the psukim themselves say that those... the reason. I think we agree that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't hold Paro accountable for things that he made Paro do, right? Fifth parak of Rosh Tshuva, that it's only because you have Bechira that there's Schar Vonash. when there's no bechira, then there's no schar vonesh for it. The psikim are medyuk that ani akshes leparo, so that I could bring my wonders into Mitzrayim. So I just think that kind of suggests this epistemic dimension to the event of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that it was to give sufficient testimony, evidence to God's nature. That works out very nicely with saying that Yetzias Mitzrayim, like if that was the metaphysical cause or telos of the events, that then normatively speaking, our halacha should enshrine testimony of those events, because that's kind of why they happened in the first place. This is what the Ramban is going to say. Im kein, ha'osos v'hamofsim ha'gedolim. So all these signs were to, basically what he says, the Egyptians doubted God, right? So these signs were supposed to be edim ne'emanim be'emunas habori v'torah kula. And just to Josh's point, I know Josh meant it in a different way, it's a deeper question whether this was supposed to be unique for Klal Yisrael. Like, was it the Jews who lacked their faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Such that only at the end it's by Aminu Basham Moshe Avdo? Or was it really a more universal event to teach the world about God's powers, like by Yishma Yisro, right? Here the Ramban makes it sound like the Egyptians are the ones who doubted this. Even the narrative of Yetzias Mitzrayim is Paro turns to Moshe and he says, Mi Hashem Asher Eshma Bekolo. And by the end, he recognizes the Kodesh Baruch Hu's powers. So the point is that Yetzias Mitzrayim itself may have this type of universal significance of the moment where there's evidence of God's, and mass evidence of God's intervention in world history. Okay. Good so far? Romy?
I don't know if I'm going to get this, but how do you reconcile this Ramban with the Ramban that we saw earlier in the year that claims he's trying for like a more personal?
We'll talk about the Ramban in a moment. I added those Rambans to the end of the source sheet, so we'll get there in a second. Leif?
Without Moshe's like predictive power here, he says that Moshe's predictive power basically comes to prove prophecy, but it seems like it's playing an even larger role in the sense of like it's proving that it is Hashem doing these things, right? There's no like naturalistic explanation for it. It's not some other god intervening, right? It seems to me if these things just happened and Moshe wasn't there predicting them, saying, "Oh, Hashem's the one doing it. I'm in contact with Hashem." Then the Egyptians and Paro could have been like, oh, maybe it's Ra doing this.
Yeah, they're Ramban, right. The Ramban doesn't say that explicitly, but I think you're right. Meaning, the Ramban, what Lee is pointing out.
And also the cartoon where the
right,
copy of
right, right. So I think that's kind of implicit in the Ramban. So the Ramban does have this connection between prophecy and the miracles.
Yeah.
But he seems to have it the other way, which is. The fact that Moshe's prophecy predicted the miracles is evidence that the prophecy is divine.
Yeah.
You could look at it the other way, right? Which is what you're saying. And maybe it's implicit in the Ramban as well, that how do you know these miracles are HaKadosh Baruch Hu performing them? And the answer is because Moshe Rabbeinu predicted them, right? Saying, I had this prophecy, and then they happened. So that's evidence that the miracles are orchestrated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not by... You know, the lahat of the Khartoumim, or yeah, good, right? Okay. Now, the Ramban then says that because this is a one-time event, or at least a rare type of event, here's the point. We have a duty to attest constantly and in all generations, v'nati kadavar el banenu ubneihem libneihem ubneihem ledar achron v'hichmir ma'od b'inyan hazeh. So the point is that when you talk about the, whether you want to call it segula, or you want to talk about aman nivchar, or like the special role that the Jewish people play in history, the Ramban's saying like that role is to be the edim, to be the witnesses, to bear witness to the events of Yetzias Mitzrayim and to pass it on from generation to generation. because this is an event that occurs only in one time slice of history. And the only way for it to be kept alive is through testimony.
It sounds like it's only going to be kept alive amongst the Jews and the Islam.
I don't know if he's saying that it will be exclusively kept alive, or that it'll be kept alive exclusively through the Jews. I understand this to be that it's the responsibility of Judaism to be the edim to these events. Right? It's not inconsistent with there being, like, maybe, like, if the Egyptians were to continue to talk about it, nothing here rules that out as a possibility. But it's the duty, you want to talk about, like, what's the responsibility of Jews, of course, other than Tikkun Olam, it's to be made on the events of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Like, that's one of the questions. What's, like, essential, the most basic obligation of Jewry, right, to serve that role within a broader society. And he says that's why the dinim of Yetzias Mitzrayim are pervasive and severe. The obligation to come to Yetzias Mitzrayim is punished severely if you fail, and it's so omnipresent in our mitzvos. Why are there only two mitzvahs sheish bem kares? Sorry, not two mitzvahs sheish bem kares. One of them is one asay sheish bo kares, the Karban Pesach, and then you have a lav that has kares, which is the yisur of achilas chametz. Why does the Torah get so worked up about it? Or similarly, you know, why are there so many, you know, bali ra, bali matzei, so, you know, darshanim, you know, have everything, so many vortlach to say about chametz and sor shebeisa and the sor shebelev ad nauseum. But pashup shad is just to say that the Torah is giving us dinim that bring focus to Yetzias Mitzrayim, right? So when everybody in your family has to pitch in to clean out the house for Pesach and transfer everything over from chametz to matzah, that's like it's a big tumult around Yetzias Mitzrayim. Uh-oh. There's a flag from Romy over here. What are you upset about, Romy?
Yeah.
Doesn't explain why it's
locked in on chametz.
Because matzah is something that's connected to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Lohispik b'tzeikam right?
Why is it before Yetzias Mitzrayim?
I mean, the duty to eat the carbon Pesach on matzah is probably because the Torah is telling you're going to have to get out early. This is going to be the symbol of the rushing out of Mitzrayim. It basically is. He's saying there's a cluster of mitzvos that are all centered on the
Yetzias Mitzrayim. By eating chametz on day 8 and not related to whatever, totally related to.
It's not totally. It's all related. There's a cluster of Pesach mitzvos. So you live in a world where you have this. This is one of the things we spoke about, like in the first day of Shir, about this kind of relationship between mitzvos. Right? Do you have this clean separation? Do they bleed into each other, or is there like clean borders? Remember that?
Yeah.
So you're like, what do you mean? Like, why isn't the din of Igarta? Why isn't mitzvah say was the Kufn and Zion of Sibri? Why isn't that Asay Sheish Bo Kares? Why is it to go together? And the Ramban saying, look, there's a whole package here of like Pesach related things. You got to turn your house over. It's a big tumult. You got to shech the carbon Pesach. It's a big tumult. The Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's festive, right? And that's like a whole package of things that are all about, focus. And then, if you want to get into deep, we'll talk about this later on, actually, before Pesach, about Kol Shlomer Gimel Dvar Mele Pesach L'Yotei Dechavaso, how there is a Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim element that's built into the Maisa Mitzvah of Matzah and the Maisa Mitzvah of Achilas HaPasach. I wouldn't get so particular about why isn't there kares embedded in this Maisa Mitzvah. The point is that the cluster of mitzvos that are Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim as a chiyas yetzias mitzrayim, they come back, come along with this very severe punishment.
Don't we see like that totally translates in exactly the wrong way? Like that when people all the time are like, what people care about, people think about Pesach, they think about making sure they clean properly, don't make sure that they're telling us to be still trying, or passing on the proper belief system properly.
One more time.
I'm just saying, don't we see, like, isn't it like a raya? Put chazi that it does not work the way you're saying.
Pukhazi, so the Darshanim should stop talking about the Chametz Shebelev and they should start talking about the Chametz is Man Tiskar, Yom Tiskar, Meres Mitzrayim. Oh, that's actually what the Pesukim say, isn't it? Wasn't that the Pasuk we started with? Let's go back to the Pasuk. That the Gemara quotes on Yubezim and Aleph, Yubezim and Bez. What does the Pasuk say? Lo Sochal Alav Chametz Shivas Yamim. What should it have said? Oh, the Man Tiskar to burn the Chametz Shebelev every year. It says, the Man Tiskar, Yom Tiskar, Meres Mitzrayim, Kol Yimei Chayecha. Isn't that so refreshing? It's so refreshingly straightforward.
You should like the Chametz Shebelev more.
I should like the Chametz Shebelev more?
Because the whole point is about ideas. So,
yeah, it's really bad ideas.
But what's the idea?
Meaning the idea of
burn out the bad ideas.
Wrong ideas about what God is, yeah. Like what is such good, like what sort of role he has in the world.
If that's what you want to connect it to, fine. That's just drush, right? But the Ramban here, I think, he's saying the reason why these mitzvahs are so essential is because this is the main duty of Judaism to be made on these events, which are the basis for belief in God in the world. Okay. And the Ramban then says, by the way, that's why the Pesach mitzvos are so chamor. Okay, this is the Ramban we started the year with, right? About Havizor Mitzakalak of Achamura. And not only are they chamor, the Ramban says, they're everywhere. This is the Tamid idea, right? Tamid, Shanasa Tamid Zikaron. So that there's severity of punishment and they're prevalent. The Hitzrich Shenichtov calls that Kol Mashen Nira Elenu Baosos of Mosim Al Yadenu Baal Ben Enenu. What's that referring to? Tefillin. So why are you wearing tefillin? So you're wearing tefillin so that you're literally carrying around with you testimony about Yetzias Mitzrayim. I think most people have that kavana when they put on their tefillin.
Putting it inside the box, man.
Say it again.
Putting it inside, you have to really be aware of what's inside of it. The felt.
How would you want to do it?
I don't know. I'm saying it doesn't. The form of the mitzvah doesn't.
It makes it stumbleish wrong.
The form of the mitzvah doesn't show you over to.
Romy is going to say, "I put chazi mayama devar that most people don't even know the content of the parshas in their tefillin."
Yeah.
So this is just another raya that maybe we should stop looking at the yama devar. Right? What?
Then they should do something differently.
That they should do something differently?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm saying if you're the Kiruv organization should do proper Kiruv.
Are you both yourself in the cloud? I'm not.
Well? Kafar Be'ikar if you're both yourself in the cloud. Okay, v'lichtov also al pischei habatim b'mezuzos. This is a bit of a pill. I know I raised this last year in a different context. To write them on the pischei habatim b'mezuzos. It's a little problem that our mezuzos don't have.
On Wikipedia, it says tefillin are to serve as a reminder of God's intervention at the time of death.
Oh, yes, Wikipedia knows it.
Beautiful. Yeah, Wikipedia's doing a good job then. Do they cite someone there or? Does it say source needed?
Abraham P. Block, the biblical and historical background of Jewish customs and ceremonies.
That's pretty good.
I don't know who that is.
But look what he writes. Belichtov also, where do you have this? I don't know where you have this on the Piste Batim B'Mezuzos. Eitan, do you have it in your Mezuzos? Sorry, your Mezuzos wrong or is the Ramban wrong? It's a pretty basic error for the Ramban to make, right?
There's no parsha. There's no. What's the name of this?
Well,
What's the, what are the precious notices of?
You're not serious, right? You know which parsha do you think are in the Mezuzah?
The Shema.
Well?
Shema.
And?
I never read the Mezuzah. I've never written the Mezuzah. How am I supposed to know?
Shema Bayah.
Oh, I mean, that's what I meant.
Oh, okay. But there's no Vayomer. There's no reference to Yetzias Mitzrayim in the Mezuzah. So what in the world is the Ramban talking about?
Maybe the reference to the film.
That's interesting. So it's like a
double reference.
Yeah, it's like a recursive type thing, right? It's referencing and then the Dvarim Ha'ila are, you know what I think he must mean? I'm wondering if he thinks that's like Hashem Elokeinu. Does the Ramban pack in Yetzias Mitzrayim to Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu? Did he do that in the Ramban in Shema? Let's double check in a second. But notice here, V'lichkov Oso al Pischei Abatim, he's definitely talking about the Oso Sumosim that Hashem did in Mitzrayim, correct? Yeah. Vishenazgir ze bifinu baboker uva erev. Now, I take that to be referring to the parshas of Kriyat Shema. I know the next line he says, Kamosha amru emes v'yatzev d'oreisa. But even if he's not referring to the parshas of Kriyat Shema directly, he's talking at least about the brichas Kriyat Shema following Kriyat Shema. And also Sukkah is part of the Shanasa Sukkah B'chol Shana. So all these things are associated with our duty to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. V'chein kol kayotze bahen mitzvos rabos zeich l'tzias Mitzrayim. There are just many commandments that bear this idea. V'hakol lios lanu b'chol hadoros edos b'mofsim shelo yishtakhu. So, Ned, if I ask you, why do we have all these mitzvahs that are Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, what would you say? To provide evidence for these attributes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Say a little more. So, is that interesting? Is this similar to what the Sefer HaChinuch was saying? It's a little different from the Sefer HaChinuch.
Similar.
I want to say it's a little different, though maybe it's just difference in emphasis. How might it be different in emphasis? V'akol lios lanu b'chol adoros edos b'movsim shelo yishtachu. To me, it sounds. Anybody want to unpack this for us? Toby, you want to unpack it for us?
In what sense? Like the Ramban's whole thing, or?
No, I did most of the unpacking for you.
Right.
The Ramban's whole thing.
Yeah, that's what I was
Does this sound, Romy?
Seems like the Finos is about just clarifying the beliefs, and the Ramban is taking it at least at the end to like a second level, which is about you already fleshed it out a little bit, but about the continuity of passing down of those beliefs from generation to generation. It's not just about making the beliefs clear in a story or something like that.
Yeah, how about I put it this way? You know, is the duty of is that primarily reflexive, so that you're meditating and affirming and contemplating these attributes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day, or is it primarily directed outwards? it's directed towards others, so that we as the Jewish people provide the basis, the epistemological foundation, the testimony for the existence of God and his attributes, for others to have a basis for their belief in him. So basically the distinction.
So like,
that the Ramban's language here just sounds very much outward regarding, the way I read it, meaning not reflexive. He says, "Hakol lios lano b'chol adoros edos b'mosim shelo yishtaklu v'lo yia pishon pe l'kofer l'hachle shemun ase elokim." So it's not just like incidentally, like, hey, you know, why do you believe? And then you give some sort of story about, well, you have testimony from your parents, grandparents, etc. But the idea is like that's the role that Jewry is supposed to play. So the responsibility of each Jew is to transmit the testimony that they receive from their parents, etc. But then the point is that you're like a witness in a trial. Like that's the role that Jewry is supposed to play, at least with respect to Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that's why the obligations here are so pervasive throughout all the mitzvahs. So Zechios Yetzias Mitzrayim and severe with the punishment of Karis. Rami?
Is it possible that that's like a chiluk between Kriyashma and Sibuk Mitzrayim? Meaning that Kriyashma is like inherently is reflected, that you're doing it by yourself. And it's like let's just speak about Yom piece of it for now. Like you're inculcating and clarifying those beliefs for yourself and sequencing the time.
Maybe it's possible, but let's just focus right now on this big Zechias Mitzrayim picture before we come back to the Kriyat Shema thing. But do you guys agree with my idea that this sounds other regarding? You know? Like kind of the role of Jewry in the world? Lee?
Two things. Number one, so are you saying the Ramban is kind of categorizing all these mitzvos, like Aphilas Chametz and Tefillin and even mitzvos, under like a large Sefer Tzitzis Mitzrayim category?
That's
like,
right.
Or do they all did? But it does seem like some of these mitzvos are more like individual focused. So like, if he's saying the whole thing is a Sefira, is, you know, to be testifying either among the Jewish people or to the whole world, it would be it's strange that like Aphilas Chametz is in the same category as something like Sipur at the Seder, because Aphilas Chametz is like, it's upon the individual, you're not allowed to eat Chametz. Whereas like Sipur, the more outward aspect is more obvious of passing it down.
I think you're making the Romy mistake.
But you are doing different things. I'm not saying that they're so different. They might be all under the same like umbrella.
Romy, are you making the Romy mistake?
Sounds like
it. You made the Rumi error, the Rumi fallacy.
We are doing
like the Maisa Mitzvah of Sipur, that's other regarding, but the Maisa Mitzvah of Chametz is.
It's like it's upon the individual.
No, it's not creating an Avira.
You're thinking in like, I think you're conflating right now the formulation of the duty with like the telos of the mitzvah, right? So yeah, you know, it's like one of the. It's like you can imagine if everybody cleans up their mess, we'll have a clean environment, right? The telos is to have a clean environment, right? But the duty is for each person to focus on like their own garbage, right? Their own mess. Well.
Right.
So here the point is, of course, you know, everyone's got to get rid of their chametz. That's the formulation of the obligation. Why? When everyone takes care of their chametz, it creates a whole big focus.
I feel like
my daughter, she keeps wanting to know, when are we cleaning for Pesach? When are we cleaning for Pesach? Right? Because it's part of the drawing attention to Yetzias Mitzrayim that you got to turn your whole house over.
Cleaning isn't the mitzvah, isn't the mitzvah that you got karis for. It's eating with tefilos chametz.
Yeah, but it's all associated because you got to kasher your counters to make sure that there's no taroves chametz that falls into your Pesach food.
But now I'm saying now you're going towards like the you were criticizing Romy earlier for talking for like being talking about the way people actually think about things and actually do things. So now
I was criticizing Romy for talking about how people actually do things.
Yeah, you were. You were saying we shouldn't go according to the math, like what the
only
mass
when the
is
mass
is about.
Well, the math. Right, well, I'm not going to
the
masses
are wrong.
I'm not gonna, this is not about how the masses are thinking about it.
But this, but okay, if it seems like the Ramban is being like specifically exegetical in regards to like what the passage is saying. So like you might have to do Tarobas as like you might have to clean your counters as a preventative measure, but that has nothing to do with the pasuk saying if you eat chametz you're getting courage.
Sure, it does. Oh, you're saying why is it chametz?
I'm saying
the chametz thing is to show it's a big deal. The karis is to make sure it's a big deal. Everyone's going to be more scrupulous about cleaning their house when they know that there's a fee of karis for eating chametz, right?
So, like, if it was so obvious for...
Why are you smiling on me? Why are you so happy?
I was just looking back at my notes from Rebbe Rosenzweig, seeing this stuff and sharing how he explained why chametz is so bad.
What did he say?
Chametz,
I believe.
Exactly. It represents unconstrained growth and misconception of what freedom is.
That's drush. It's drush. Everyone darshins every now and then. As long as you know it's drush, or at least you should know it's drush.
So wouldn't it have made more sense for it to say like, oh, the mitzvah?
What does that even mean, chametz? I believe.
Got to circumcise your heart.
Chametz represents uncontrolled growth, seor plus growth. When Chal Yisrael was taken out of Egypt, they were set free. The question of Pesach is about the point of freedom. It's freedom about limitless ability to do whatever one wants, or about directing oneself and one's life.
Stress.
Just like all these mitzvot, like in the Pesukim, should have been obviously focused on right this outward aspect of the Ramban. Right? Wouldn't it make more sense for the mitzvah not to be an individual if he eats chametz, gets karis? It should have been right. You have to clean your house with your family and tell your kids about the chametz.
Isn't that what's going on?
That is what's going on. It's not what the Pesukim say.
This is what the Pesukim say.
But not the ones that he quotes.
Here's the story. The story is, gotta turn your house over, gotta have a Seder. Seder's all about, like, the kids are gonna say, why are we, Manashtana Laila Mikol Elos, why are we only eating matzah tonight and no chametz? And you're supposed to say, Avodim Ayinu Lepara B'Mitzrayim, V'Yotzeinu Hashem Mikim B'Yachol. Is that not exactly what's happening? And you're getting all litvish on me and you're like, oh, but the Maisa Mitzvah of Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim is different from the Maisa Mitzvah of Bir Chametz.
You're obviously right. The question is just, what?
Of course I'm right.
How do you explain the Isra Karis that is so weird? Really, Karis?
It's a big deal.
It's a big deal to do this random little detail incorrectly?
Kishalcha bincha machal, your child's going to say, how come?
So what? You mess up.
How come?
You'll dip twice and I'll still ask.
How come for Chadash, everyone in America is Mekil? But for matzah, everyone's turning over their lives. Because if you have Isser Kares, it's a big deal.
No, but the point is, like, you don't need this. Like, why is Isser Kares on matzah? That I did it, the 15 other things I do with the Seder without the Chametz, which is like, the Kares related thing.
The Kares adds, no?
What?
The Kares doesn't add?
It adds only, but if you think it's true, if you think it's real, the Kares is real. Like, you actually get Kares for eating Chametz.
What are you asking?
On the assumption that you think it's real, then it...
What do you mean it's real? What do you
Yes, I agree that the line of like, oh, it's courage, it's a very serious thing, that adds. But if you add, when you actually give something courage, when somebody actually gets courage for eating it, then it's a little weird. It's like, really? I did the whole
fulfill, like you could...
I did everything right.
Theoretically, you could fulfill.
How did you do everything right if you did everything wrong?
Everything wrong.
You know, Bishogeg, Bemazin.
You were still an eight. You were still an eight, or going against Yes Mitzrayim, right? I had a Seder.
We did a Bishogeg, so then you're talking about Kol Shechayvels don't know Kares, Shechayvels should also Chadas.
No. Let's just say it.
Okay, what? You did a little thing wrong? We had Chametz. Kodesh Baruch Hu told you that not to eat Chametz, and you're over
no,
on
the.
Whole
thing. Wait,
you
can fulfill the
whole idea
of Seder.
You
can fulfill
the
Seder. You can fulfill the Seder. Is the path to the intergenerational. And to tell the story and to keep the beliefs, which I think is true.
Okay.
And it's, aren't you motivated that it's a little weird that if I did all of that, but I didn't succumb
you violated God's command.
No, but that's not why you think it's
for us. That's not why you think it's for us. Is it Avera, the Torah, the Seder, and the intergenerational passed down beliefs, or is it?
You're making so many strange assumptions about the nature of punishments in the Torah. You're assuming that the punishment itself has to do with like the intrinsic wrongdoing. No, that's not the point. When you give something a very calmer punishment, it makes the people take it more seriously.
But why does it
have to be? Why does it have to be intrinsically more calmer?
Why does it feel so seriously?
Why does it get intrinsically more calmer?
Because you're saying, oh, like, if it's just about intergenerational stuff, how could you ever be put to death for messing up intergenerational conversation?
No, that's not what it is. In SAR,
we don't put people to death for not sharing their feelings, even though we think it's very
important.
That's not what you said.
That's
not
what
I could do everything right and fulfill the Zephira and still then eat comments. Right. So why is this specific thing even coming?
Because the law has to have punishments in order to line people up and do things. When people violate them, they get the punishment the law prescribes. You agree that it draws greater attention and creates greater solemnity to the Yisr Chametz, given that it's an Yisr Karis, just like Nida. You always hear people say, Nida's Yisr Karis. I'm not going to be Mega when it comes to Chshash of Yisr Karis. So the Torah is doing the exact same thing for chametz.
It's not the exact same thing.
And creating and assigning an Yisr Karis to it?
You're assigning Yisr Karis to the thing, to the behavior, to the action.
Yeah.
That's at the core of the mitzvah or Yisr.
Okay.
And here you're saying, not saying where I say that generational thing you just said. I am saying, if you're saying the whole mitzvah is about obtaining and inculcating certain beliefs, and it doesn't really, it's confusing that you could obtain and inculcate those beliefs and get karis for doing something that is a distant thing that's what's just making you think it's more serious.
I think now you're just conflating like the tam ha-mitzvah with the actual rules of the mitzvah.
So all I want you to be able to say then is just that the mitzvah, the ikar mitzvah, is about whatever intergenerational belief thing we're talking about, and the din of chametz is a pecker, so to speak, or something supposed to get you kind of in the zone. And if you're over on chametz, it's not because you haven't fulfilled the ikar mitzvah of Pesach, actually. It's because you've been over on the siyag that's supposed to set you up in the right mindset.
Why do you say siyag? Why not just say mitzvah? Meaning, instead of you distinguishing between the ikar mitzvah and the siyag of the mitzvah, why shouldn't you just want to distinguish between like the telos of the mitzvah and the rules of the mitzvah?
Fine, you're over on the rule, but not the... You're over on the letter, not the spirit. You're upset about that I said the word spirit.
No, I just don't know what that means. I don't know what that means at that point. I mean, like, to me, that's the equivalent of saying, if the rule is don't speed over 85, and we all know that the rule is that people will drive safely, and then you're driving 110, there's no one else on the road, and you have 100% control, and the cop pulls you over to give you a ticket, and you're like, oh, but no.
Yes.
You know, I didn't put anybody else in the
Exactly.
You still get a ticket. You get a ticket.
Yes.
You get a ticket.
But the whole thing is you can't drive 85, so people say speed. Say speed.
Okay.
Okay. You drive 85, right, and 50, you get a ticket, but you don't go to jail or get capital punishment unless you kill somebody.
Okay.
So we're not going to give you curries if you, the mitzvah, right, is driving over 50 when there's no one around, you get a ticket, you pay $100. Okay, so you get a little slap on the wrist. Curries is like capital punishment. You don't have capital punishment for hitting unless you hit somebody.
You're complaining to us. Do you see my distinction between the rule, enforcement of the rule, and the purpose of the rule?
Yeah.
The purpose of the rule is to have safe driving. The enforcement of the rule is that you get...
Yes, I'm pointing out the example that you gave,
actually.
There's a creative...
No, question. One second. Okay, I just happened to give a case where it's a penalty, not death penalty. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're saying we can't do the exact same thing when it comes to death penalty?
Well, I'm saying that I would think it would be strange if you got the death penalty for not violating the purpose of the telos of the rule. Of course, it makes sense for there to be some penalty for violation of the rule. eating lots of tilos. Just why the violation of the rules so plumber and not the tilos, even however important the tilos is, which I think it is very important.
So the standard of view in halacha is that the reason why you get the death penalty for things is because someone who violates the command of God forfeits their right to exist. So the Rishonim said there's like a midas harachem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he substitutes malchus for. But the point is that the basis for the death penalty is not like the deon. It's not the so to speak the chumras avera per se.
So that is basically saying that you're not.
I'm saying, isn't that true for Chil Shabbos? I'm saying, like,
well,
why are you putting someone to death for being Mechal Shabbos?
Yes, it's a fair question. You could ask the same question, yeah. So
I'm just saying, this is, like, writ large across the whole system.
Then you are being moved to the idea that you're getting karis or skila, whatever the case is, whichever thing, not because you necessarily didn't do the kilos of the mitzvah, but because you violated the God. That's what I said, the Torah.
Why would you ever think, that's kind of my example, why would you ever think that the punishment is for the violation of the tam rather than for the violation of the iser?
I mean, I could actually, a very basic explanation in my mind, the reason that I came to think this on those certain points, because if you believe suffering, it's not about, and again, that's back to what the proof of the Gemara, I understand.
I'm saying you're asking such a basic question that seems so ill-founded. No, like
I'm telling you that the same way you've said many times that the Gemara can be misleading. So I think
this is. I just understand the point. Let's say Shabbos is Zechel Masa Bereishis.
Yeah.
So couldn't somebody be Machal Shabbos but still?
Yeah.
Right.
That's a good question.
Well,
people ask that question all the time. I know plenty of people who don't get Shabbos or whatever, and they're like, I don't understand. Why would I be killed?
Let's say the Isser Nida's Chav Avisha Avayla. Someone should die in the name of Chav Avisha Avayla.
Yeah, that's a good question.
That's a problem with Chav Avisha in general.
Right, I'm saying
you're just asking. We saw the Drasha Ra in the car. At one point, that said that you only die if you like literally accepted upon yourself that you're going to die; otherwise, you can't.
Right.
So that would be.
I think there's a million and a half ways to think about this. There's time and mitzvah issues. There's questions about why the death penalty ever, and what does it mean to violate God's command, and maybe everybody goes against God should has no right to live. These are all kind of very basic questions. But all the Ramban, all you need for the Ramban is that he's saying the Torah update to Karis. Because the Torah wants you to appreciate that it's a bigger deal.
I got it. I just think.
You think people should die for failing to destroy the Chametz Shebelev?
No.
What? So then what does your question have to do with the Ramban?
I think once you, at a certain point, when you talk about Pesach and the point of Pesach and Chametz long enough, and you don't make that point, then like, I think that's an important point to clarify. I don't know.
What?
If your point is just like that basic, and all you've done for me now is kind of that basic point, I'm happy with what I've gotten in this direction.
Okay, good. Now let me say one last thing in this Ramban, bottom of top of page 6. Very famous Ramban. We spoke about this. All the Ramban here means Ned could explain to you. The Sechar and Onesh stuff is all breaches of the natural order because, as Ramban points out, it's not natural that if you keep Shabbos, you'll get Sechar. It's obviously some sort of.
Which is also great support to your not treating it as intrinsic stuff.
Right.
Quality.
Right. It's some kind of divine hand waving that correlates them. But look at this point. This is why I want to emphasize this. The yisparsimu hanisim hanistarim b'inyan harabim kasher yavo v'yudi ha-torah b'inyan ha-brachos v'akolos. We had a shkafish here on this, that the statistically skewed or outlying status of how the Jews are being rewarded or punished. It's supposed to be evidence of God's hashkafa as well, in a manner that's comparable to the Nisim HaGdolim in Mitzrayim. And so he says, "Kamo shamar akasa v'amru kol agoyim al ma asa Hashem kafal aretz azos v'amru asha azvu es pesha Hashem lokei avosam as an tochan dvarim." So notice here, what role is this all doing? Is this playing this type of hashkacha, which is analogous to the testimony of the Jews with Nisim Agdolim?
The people, the world.
Exactly, it's not reflexive, right? It's primarily this idea of like Aman Nivchar in this sense is to broadcast it outwards. That's what the Ramban here writes: She yisparsem hadavar l'chol ha'umos shehu me'es Hashem ve'onsham. I think that's just like a nice support for the reading of the first part of the Ramban, that the job of Jew here in Zechot Yas Mitzrayim is to broadcast the testimony and evidence of what happens at Yitzias Mitzrayim, because that's how you spread Yedias Hashem and His attributes in the world. And that's the idea of Baruch Malam Eretz Kshem Hashem Nikra Lecha B'Yorim Mecha in the Ramban. All right? Very foundational Ramban. I want to say something in response to something Romy said, and that is, skip down to the bottom of the source sheet for a moment. So page 20 to 21, where we have these other Rambans. Let's look at the Ramban for a second on the Parsha of Shema. Do I have that here? When you pull up the Ramban on Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, we have it on another source sheet, but it'd be good if somebody could pull it up here for a second. And you have it?
Yeah.
What does he say in those first two psukim? Yeah. It doesn't have anything on Yitzias Mitzrayim built into the language of Shema. Ramban does say that. I have it here on this source sheet when he says that in his Asaga to Mitzase Aleph of the Ramban.
He does say something about Yitzias
Mitzrayim. What does it say? One more time. What do you think that means?
Hmm?
What do you think that means? I want to think about that more. My thought is that maybe that's where the Ramban gets something like Yitzias Mitzrayim in the Iker Parshios of Shema without saying that it's the recursive appealing to the Hayodor Melech Nechem Tzavfim Al Vech Vesham Vel Vanecha, meaning the Tzivoy of Tfilin, which then Tfilin is alluding to Yitzias Mitzrayim. Let me just say something that's going to draw your attention to this other Ramban for a second. Then I want to talk about Smichas Gula Tefillah. So on page 18, you have the Ramban on Achodesh Zelachem Rosh Chadashim. Everybody know the Ramban's theory? What's the mitzvah of Achodesh Zelachem Rosh Chadashim?
It's coming from Zeifer to specifically the months are Zeifer.
That the months should be counting from Nisan. Nisan is the Achodesh Rishon because it's the Rishon the Gula. Even though, let's say, the world was created in Tishrei, so, you know, just from a natural perspective, you'd think that Tishrei is the first month, but we specifically assign the mitzvah Achodesh Zelachem Rosh Chadashim is to count the months from Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is Nisan, to give chashivas to the Shas Agula. So this is just another example where Zeifel Yetzias Mitzrayim is at the foundation, at the heart of other mitzvahs in the Torah. So they should all be the Chodesh Rishon Ligula Seinu, etc. Kach Hizkira V'Yetzias Mitzrayim B'Mino Seinu V'Chodesh Rishon V'Chodesh Hashenu V'Chodesh Hashishi Ligula Seinu. And through that, whenever you're mentioning the calendar, you're mentioning effectively Yetzias Mitzrayim, Ramban explains. So this is the Ramban Lishitasa that you want to give prominence to just remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim and all your actions. So the calendar has that effect as well when you know that it's Chodesh Rishon based off Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay. Now look at this Sfarno, just to reinforce that idea with respect to the calendar. Ned, why don't you read this Sfarno in Dvarim Tazayin, the Mantiskar?
It's on the sheet, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm highlighting it. You don't see it? It's on page 19. So look at this. Why did I make it the case that you should have a lunar calendar that always requires a leap year every couple of years to adjust it to the solar calendar? Why not just go for the solar calendar? It's a little easier. So atam shetivisi lahasmid ha-hashkocha al-mokom ad sheyu shnos halavana mechuvanos im shnos achama al-yidei ha-yiburim. What's the reason? Kidei. Oh, because I want to make sure that Nisan is in Aviv. Why did I do that? The lo tivisi, rather than yeah, I should have. Why not just ask you to use the solar calendar, and then you say Pesach is always April 15th. It'll always be after the equinox then, right? Doesn't that sound like a better idea? Josh, is that what you would do if you were God? Which one would you do?
I would do what God did.
Okay, why? We're about to find out. Hukidei. Oh, so the whole reason for this complexity in the calendar is just Kadesha Tiska Yetzias Mitzrayim. So that, like, you have to always adjust your calendar to get Pesach to commemorate the historical event. Isn't that a fantastic Sfarno?
I think it's a little too much.
It's too much?
Yeah. Meaning, is it so important that it's in the spring? Like, I don't know. I mean,
well, that's the pasuk. Shamar is Chodesh Aviv. This is the Pesach Hashem Lekecha. Ki b'chodesh Aviv v'tziach Hashem Lekecha Mitzrayim Laila. You want the season to correlate with the season of Yetzias Mitzrayim. No?
Yeah.
You think it's too... What?
To say the entire system is moving on that.
Why? What do you mean on that? You're saying that as if that thing is a tiny thing, but the whole point of the Ramban that we said is like, it's Yes Mitzrayim, that's what it's all about, because it's Mora, that's the whole purpose of Judaism. Well, right.
I don't want to repeat the whole Leave Romy thing, but I'm just saying that this is just the Chodesh Aviv part, so I'll stay quiet.
Right. Kedisha Tiskar Yitzias Mitzrayim Kli Mechayecha Shebechol Ibar Chodesh VeIbar Shana Shetasa B'Shvil Sheyia Nisan Chodesh Av Tiskar Shezer B'Shvil Yitzias Mitzrayim. You look at the Jews and you're like, what's up with your crazy calendar? Like, you got leap months and you have leap years and you have this Adar Sheni and it's only sometimes. What's all this fuss about? To get Pesach right at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim, to give prominence to Yitzias Mitzrayim. Isn't that great?
I thought it's because it's agricultural.
Pardon?
Don't we have to fit? Oh, so we're getting it after attempt.
What are you saying, Lee?
No, I got it.
Clearly. Nice Sfarna, right? And it's like you put that together with the Ramban, and it's like a nice pair. Ramban saying, Achush Zalachem. Rosh Chodeshim is that we should always give prominence to Yetzias Mitzrayim in our calendar. So, you know, Chodesh Rishon because Zman HaGula. The Svarno is saying the whole calendar that we use, this lunar calendar adjusted to the seasons every couple of years with the Ibar Shana is just a mechanism of making Yetzias Mitzrayim more prominent in that we have to align Pesach with the season that we actually left Mitzrayim in that year.
What kind of jump is he making? I mean, everyone agrees that we do the Ibar Shana so that Pesach could be...
The jump that he's making is that I think people like Josh believe that there's a priori or antecedent reason why we have a lunar calendar. And then, okay, the lunar calendar kind of falls behind the season. So the Torah says, by the way, it's a din, it's like a sif katan in Hilchos Pesach, that you could only celebrate Pesach in the spring season. That's how most people think about it, right? So, like, there's some independent reason why we have the lunar calendar, and then it just has to be adjusted for Hilchos Pesach.
You're saying that the sort of things, the whole reason we have a lunar calendar just so we can have Ibar Shana.
Yeah,
just so
like all Rosh Chodesh, all Rosh Chodesh.
Did you
set the concept of
exactly
Rosh
that? Did you just walk into Shir?
No, I'm saying that. I don't think that's right. We're meaning the concept of
Rosh Chodesh. Okay, is that now? He says. Hatam shetivisi lahasmin ashgach. Hatam shetivisi lahasmin ashgach al makom. Ad sheyu shnos halavana mechavanos shnos lacham idei burim. Pleishin nisan chodesh aviv. The reason why I did velo tivisi limnos lachotche achama shem built yitzricham liibor. Well, the reason why you don't have a solar calendar is that you have zechlat yas mitzrayim. No, it's not great.
Why do we have first chodesh?
It's fantastic.
Doesn't a solar calendar also be
A leap day.
Yes.
Only because the Earth's orbit is not exactly 365 days. If it was a perfect 365 days, you wouldn't need a leap day every 4 years.
Right, but you actually do need a leap year. So if you had a solar calendar, you would still...
You just have like a day that's a little... It's actually if you have Shos Zmanios.
Yeah.
I don't think you... I think you probably don't even need the leap day, right? I don't know.
Why
not?
First,
see if you did the...
Actually, no. I have to think about that.
Why would that be true?
Just because it's what?
It's too much.
Actually, I don't know. But a leap day is not a big deal. Every
but
4 years.
Like,
well,
you don't have to do any like. Also, doesn't. I mean, what it could change things because, like, how does a rush like work with leap day?
Well, we do have leap month. I mean, we do have leap month. Is basically adding on an extra day of the month. It's not a crazy thing. For us, it's usually because of the when is like the molad and testimony of the molad. Okay.
Also, when you have your
but that's a winner. That's a winner svarna, no? It's a winner svarna. No. You don't like it, Josh?
Like I said, like Rosh Chodesh, there are other reasons to have.
This is one of them. This is one of them.
Yeah.
Just Zedek's Yas Matarim. You know, I take it the Sfarno's point is that Achodesh Zalachem comes at Yitzias Mitzrayim because, like, the lunar calendar is established right then. Why? For this reason.
But it sounds weird that the reason is just so that.
But what do you mean, just? What would you want it to be? So you could have, you could destroy some Sor Shebelev, Chamed Shebelev every month?
Why?
Like,
why?
What's the bigger, what bigger thing are you searching in Judaism?
No,
I'm serious. Like, what bigger thing?
No,
like,
it's actually a good point. It's just like the Ramban gives meaning behind the months or two.
Right. The whole point here is that Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim is such a theological foundational idea of Judaism. Maybe only rivaled by Zeichel Ma'aseh Bereishis, but it's supposed to be doing Zeichel Ma'aseh Bereishis more, because once Yetzias Mitzrayim is made on the Olam being Nivra and HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Kadmon, it kind of includes Zeichel Ma'aseh Bereishis in there. Right?
Yeah, but the Ramban kind of focuses on a different point. You focus on the Gula aspect as opposed to all, like, as the earlier Ramban that focused more on like God's truth.
But what's the significance of Gula? As Josh said earlier, the significance of the Gula piece may just be the attributes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he redeemed us from Mitzrayim.
No, I just think that Ramban uses like that so that he can beat down the Hasfas, our practice of the Persian name.
You know, the Persian thing is kind of a side point in the Ramban, as I understand it. Okay. I'm trying to think, should we start our discussion of Smichas Gula Tefillah now? We don't have enough time for that.
We can leave it for Sunday.
Yeah.
But there's a sure barbecue.
And so what?
With a little shear.
It has to be shear. It has to be tomorrow, Sunday.
Good. That's right. No.
What was the thing?
We'll probably have better attendance than that never before.
He's driving.
Oh, yeah, I think Tani said he's driving, and then hopefully Gavi is also driving.
Where's Gavi today?
I think he has a golf thing, you know?
Golf thing?
Like, as in.
No, we haven't had a release since Josh. Right, if the watch is in the master. Yeah, sure. I've heard. Oh, you were here. I just want to make sure I have this. Okay, let's look at this other Ramban for a minute here on page 23. Ramban and Shmos Chaf Pasuk Beis. Noch Hashem Lekach Asher Oseh Sicha Meiras Mitzrayim. So you all know the famous Rabbi Yehuda Levi question. Why is it Noch Hashem Lekach Asher Oseh Sicha Meiras Mitzrayim as opposed to Hashem Lekach Asher Bar Shmayim Baretz? So the Ramban.
I've never
heard
that question.
Really? That's a classic. So look at the Ramban here, right? Ned, why don't you read this? Anoch Hashem Lekach. Dibur Hazeh Mitzaseh. Dibur Hazeh
Mitzaseh. Anoch Hashem Lekach.
So all the things that he said Yetzias Mitzrayim is made on in End of Parshas Bo. Why does it say Asher Otesim Eres Mitzrayim? But Amar Asher Otesim Eres Mitzrayim, and this is where he's trying to engage with the Yehuda Levi's question. Key. Right, and it instructs us about God's existence and His will. Key.
Okay,
but Torah al Yecholas. So the Ramban's point here is that the Torah, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu introduces himself in the language of Asher Tzitzich Meres Mitzrayim because of what that teaches you about the attributes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? So that's consistent with his analysis about the centrality of Zechiyas Yetzias Mitzrayim in the mitzvos. Now, I just want to point out the Abarbanel, and the Yushalmi, which we saw in the beginning of the year, they seem to suggest that Shema, Shema Yisrael, Shema Kino Hashem Echad, is partially an explication of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Right? I thought the Ramban does say it, right?
Yeah, isn't it about
all
three of those things that fit into Shema Yisrael?
Is it a
Shema? What?
Is it a Shema?
So let's see. You want to pull that up for us again?
Yeah.
That's what I was asking you to read earlier, right?
Yeah, same Ramban.
Like when he says Mitzvah Sheyivayar?
Yeah.
Let me pull that up if you don't mind. Yeah, I'll drop it on the source sheet. Yeah, go ahead. So now it's here on the top. So I just dropped it on 23. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So that is that the Ramban saying that the Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad is a mitzvah that's explicating the Dibur Anochi Hashem Elokecha? Which is like the Yushalmi we saw, that Shema contains the Aseret HaDibros.
Yeah, that's what he says later on.
Okay, so read Uchmo Shamru.
Uchmo Shamru, Masamru, Kam Shubu, Linim, Shem, Shem, Shem,
Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, Shem, the mezuzah. Because Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad is a reference really to the first dibur of Anoch Hashem Elokecha, which includes Asher Tzichem Eretz Mitzrayim.
So it's not a reference to Yisrael Mitzrayim, it's a reference to the idea behind the Yisrael Mitzrayim.
One more time?
It's not the reference to Yisrael Mitzrayim, it's the idea of the theological principle motivating
it. But the Ramban's point is that the whole significance of Zeichot Yisrael Mitzrayim is just the theological principles that instantiates.
Right.
Right, that's the point. They're interchangeable. You're saying, why is Anoch Hashem? We just read the Ramban a second ago. Anoch Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzichem Eretz Mitzrayim, where the Ramban said, "V'amar Asher Tzichem Eretz Mitzrayim ki yotzeisa misham Torah ala mitzias v'ala chayfetz," etc. Right. I mean, what's if you unpack Asher Tzichem Eretz Mitzrayim means I am God, I am omnipotent, I am providential, I am all knowing.
Well, every reference to Yitzhak Mitzrayim could be a reference to God's providence, but not every reference to providence offers to Yitzhak Mitzrayim.
No, but the reference of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is Hashem Elokeinu Asher Yotzeisanu Me'aretz Mitzrayim. No?
Well, so maybe not. Maybe the prime example of God's providence is Yitzhak Mitzrayim.
It's just an example.
It's not just an example.
Would it help Ned if the Ramban said that Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzichem Eretz Mitzrayim is referring back to the Kabbalah of Bnei Israel?
Well, that's what he says.
Right.
That's not.
Fine, so just continue reading this verse. So. So Bolivayer mitzvah zu, Hiskir Achasar Dilfish who shoresh Bemuna. Bolivara mitzvah zu. So he's saying that Shema Yisrael is an explication of Anoch Hashem Elokecha. It's a beer of that. No?
It's a beer of the ideas that are behind it. So if the problem is, this is a problem, right, that's what we're asking right now. The problem is what my Ramban thinks this is about any of these things, about the two, right?
Yeah.
So we can't say that it's...
But maybe Hashem Elokeinu is a shorthand for Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzichem Eretz Mitzrayim.
Okay, but that's very... I mean, I agree that if you want to say what you're saying, that's how you should... That's that's how you say it, but I don't think that
Strash.
Yeah, Strash.
You think it's Strash?
It's like, it's too far removed.
Isn't it less far removed than your suggestion that it's the reference to the Chi of Tfilin, and since Tfilin have...
No, I don't think it is, because that's the prior sentence in Ramban.
What?
The prior sentence in Ramban is Tfilin, so it could be that it's a reference to Tfilin.
Yeah, I'm saying read. Tatsarach is bonin baza.
So why is Moshe speaking? Usually he speaks in second person. Now he's speaking, including himself in Elokeinu.
So why is it Hashem Elokeinu? As opposed to, so what is that? About Hizkir
B'Yichud. About Hizkir B'Yichud Hashem Elokeinu. So with reference to Yichud, you mentioned Hashem Elokeinu. Ki asa in Moshe Hagidolot et Merav Lasot Lo Shem
Kara. So 1 second. Is that not a reference then again to Yetzias Mitzrayim?
That's what I said earlier.
Right. So here the Ramban might be saying that Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu is somehow an allusion to the fact that he was also sagidolos ve'anaros lasos lo shem tiferes.
Why is that reference? Why is the change in the grammar imply that? Why is the shem lokin imply that? Meaning he's nichlal in the. The audience of the. Of the moftim.
The grammatical inclusion of Moshe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why that would signal that it includes the nisim that Hashem did with Moshe, right? But I agree that we need to understand what the Ramban, why the Ramban thinks Elokeinu refers to that. But isn't he pulling in? He's saying Hashem Elokeinu here is like the God who did the wonders in Mitzrayim. Which is consistent with his suggestion that it's Noche Hashem Elokecha Asher Yotzei Tzicha Meretz Mitzrayim that's being referenced in the Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu.
Just looking at the Chevelle here.
Yeah.
So he says, yeah, I only have it in English. But he says he has a more extended thing in his Tzicha. But he says that it's the Kinnati. He says that it's because Moshe is including himself. He's also testifying to the Yichud because he was also witnessed those things.
Okay, still a little puzzling, but the conceptual point is that the reference of Elokeinu is to the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim, right? Ned, can you get behind that? Well,
yeah.
Okay. Does that make my suggestion more substantiated? Better substantiated?
What does Yetzias Mitzrayim have to do with Yichud Hashem?
He's not mentioning it, but I don't think the Ramban is getting excited about Yichud here.
He's saying this.
Because I think he just means that there's only one, in the context of Yichud, we say Hashem Elokeinu because of the great things that he did. For our purposes here, the point is the Ramban thinks that Yetzias Mitzrayim, or the God of who did the wonders in Mitzrayim, is the referent, or that's the meaning of Hashem Elokeinu.
But what about a top artist, you did Dibor Anokhi Hashem Elokecha Yichud?
But I think the idea there's no one comparable to him. I don't think he means it in a Maimonidean sense. Go on. Hine Adalid. Hine Dalid Echad Gedola. So why is there a big Dalid in Shema? Yeah, I don't know how do you where do you get the Dalit there, but he thinks the Dalit is a reference to the Kriyas Yamsuf, Bokeya Mayim Mipnehem Lasos Lo Shem Olam. What? But here too, you have this allusion to Yetzias Mitzrayim in the significance of the first pasuk of Shema. Okay.
Okay.
Right, I think that's all okay. Let me just say one other thing about this. These, what's that?
Nothing.
What did you say?
Nothing.
So one other thing about the Ramban's big picture theory, and that is the Ramban in the Hasagos, the Sefer Mitzvos Aleph, which you read in the beginning of the year, where the Ramban was adamant that there's a mitzvah d'oraisa v'emuna b'elokus. And the Ramban called that Kabbalah Samachu Shemayim. Right? The Ramban gets it from Anochi Hashem Lokecha, but he says Anochi Hashem Lokecha is the mitzvah of Kabbalah Samachu Mitzrayim. And he thinks that that kind of is associated with Yitzias Mitzrayim. So he says, he quotes the Mechilta, Anochi Hashem Lokecha. Remember the Mashal Amelach Shenichnas Lamedina, Amelah Avadav Gzor Aleim Gzeros, Amelahem Lav Kshikabu Machusi Egzor Aleim Gzeros. So we do get for the Ramban this connection between Anochi and Kabbalah Samachu Shemayim. Kabbalah Samachu Shemayim does seem to be connected with Shema. Right, which would strengthen the connection between Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeicha Mitzrayim and the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema along my suggestion that maybe the Ramban thinks Yetzias Mitzrayim is there through the reference of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. Well, the Ramban himself, one second. Right, the Ramban himself does not explicitly connect Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim of Anochi Hashem Elokecha to Kriya Shema, does he? The Ramban himself doesn't explicitly connect the Kabbalah Samachu Shemayim of Anochi Hashem Elokecha with Kriya Shema. In Kriya Shema, he connects Hashem Elokeinu to Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Shehetzei Tzichem Eretz Mitzrayim. He connects Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Shehetzei Tzichem Eretz Mitzrayim to Kabbalah Samachu Shemayim. He doesn't explicitly link the Kabbalah Samachu Shemayim to Kriya Shema. Might be obvious. It might be obvious. One second. Look here at this last formulation in the Ramban, in the Hasaga to Mitzas Los Asehei. Harei Shabiru Biaru Pamim Harvei Kidivar Nochi Hu Kabbalas Machuso Kolomar Emuna Belokos VeAmram Shekibaltem Aleichem BeMitzrayim. Kulomar shekvar heminu belokos b'mitzrayim v'yamein ha'am v'aminu b'Hashem v'Moshe v'emuna ha'hi is kirim ata. So at Maimed Har Sinai, he's reminding them of the emuna that they had based off the miracles in Mitzrayim. V'kiblu osa aleihem v'yomru aleihem hein hein. So he asked them to like reaffirm the emuna they had in Egypt. V'hu she'eminu v'kiblu aleihem l'hachzik b'emuna she'yesh alo animsa v'hu el motziyam b'mitzrayim. Right, he's saying like it's referring back to the belief state that they had in Egypt. Kolomar hachafet samachare shayochol, all the attributes that he mentions about Zeichat Yitzias Mitzrayim. But it would have been nice if there was a more explicit connection between the Kabbalah Samachu Shemayim and the mitzvah of Kriya Shema in this analysis of the Ramban. But I do think you do get pretty clear from the Ramban, if you connect these dots, the notion that Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is closely connected with Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeicha Me'aretz Mitzrayim. Ned, are you on board for that?
Yeah.
And if you have that, then you do get the connection between Shema and Zeichat Yitzias Mitzrayim. Because that's built into the very conception of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Ramban's point in Parshas Bo. So I think that's a nice strengthening of when he says you use twice a day, you have Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim and Shema. He cites MS Ve'emuna, and which is the bracha of Shema, but he also says you have it in the mezuzah. Where in the mezuzah do you have it? I assume the Ramban means through this notion of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad as the explication of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Asher Tesicha Meretz Mitzrayim. Right. So my point is that you have to think that Shema is relevant because the mezuzah only has Shema and Bahaya. It doesn't have a Yomer in there. Okay.
It's a transitive property.
It's a transitive thing, yeah. It's 100% transitive. It might even be stronger than transitive once you have the Ramban saying that the Dalid somehow refers to Kriyas Yamsuf in Echad, and the Ramban saying Hashem Elokeinu in the inclusive sense of Moshe as referring to the Osos Mosim that Moshe did in Mitzrayim. So my point is that the Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim aspect of Shema might be more prominent within the first two Deoraisa parashiyos of Shema, even if you don't go in the Rambam's direction that Vayomer is Meikar Din Kriyas Shema Mideoraisa. And this is consistent with the Ramban's point that Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim is at the very heart of like the role of the Jewish people and their mission as whatever you want, Am Segula or Am HaNivchar. And that would explain a little bit the prominence of Kriyas Shema in the system of mitzvos. And he says, L'zichron Tamid. L'zichron Tamid being used here in a different way than the Rambam used it. The Rambam used it in the beginning of the year for Avas Hashem, which is more reflexive, right, for the inculcating the beliefs in us. Whereas the Ramban seems to use it in this outward way of telegraphing, broadcasting Judaism's like teachings of Metzias Hashem, Yichud Hashem, Metzias Hashem, the Yicholaso, Hashkachaso, Briyasa Olam Yeshmei Ayin, etc. Okay, is that?
Yeah, I mean, if it's for the broadcast, that's the reason why it's why we take these pesukim that are sort of implicitly referring to Metzias Hashem, like through association. Like, why is that? That seems like it wouldn't be a good
broadcasting.
Yeah.
So I think you're making the Rumi fallacy, which is that it's true that each mice, that's like saying where's the Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim in Chametz.
Right.
But the point is that it's what it's bound up with. Right? So this is bound up with MSV Yatziv. It is bound, and we'll see for
yeah.
Well, maybe Daraisa even. So what I want us to pick up on next year, this will be Sunday Shir, I hope you all be there.
We should talk about that.
We'll talk about it in a second. Smichas Gula L'Tfila. What is Smichas Gula L'Tfila? Smichas Gula L'Tfila is a major principle in Halacha, right? We saw that, right, Dovi? You agree, Dovi?
I do.
Yeah, Smichas Gula L'Tfila. Where's the Gula in Shema? Clearly, it's the Gula of the Bracha of MS V'Yatziv, the Bracha of Gal Yisrael. What's the Bracha of Gal Yisrael? Yitzias Mitzrayim. Rashi says it on the spot. Smichas Gula is not referring to Vahayim Shemala. It's referring to the Yitzias Mitzrayim aspect of it. So, well, okay, but that's still the Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim aspect of Kriyas Shema, right? So whatever chashivas you want to give to Smichas Gula Tefillah, you have to give to the Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim dimension of Mitzvahs Kriyas Shema. And to the extent that Chazal make a big deal of Smichas Gula Tefillah, they're making a big deal of the dimension of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim in Mitzvahs Kriyas Shema. Which is also evidenced by the fact that the bracha of Gal Yisrael comes right after Kriyas Shema, which is an explication of Mitzrayim. Okay, so for next year, I want to think about Smichas Gula Tefillah and what that tells us about Mitzvahs Kriyas Shema and Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim being a message theme within it. After that, I want us to think about the Rav's suggestion that, and the Ramban implicitly in these last two Rambans, that mitzvahs Kriyas Shema, Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim are bound up with Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. So this kind of identity thesis that the Rav has of Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim with Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim. Is that a good thesis of the Rav? Is it a bad thesis of the Rav? You probably know the answer. And then to think about the connection between Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim on Leil Tesvav with Zichiras Yitzias Mitzrayim Kol Hashana Kula. That's going to be the agenda for the next few years. Sure. All right.
So,
sure.
I.